Elliott Lake residents will have to drive at least 2 hours if they want to watch the NHL preseason game their community earned this year. But which direction will they be traveling? Sault Ste. Marie and Sudbury are believed to be the only two cities in the running to host the exhibition game between the Ottawa Senators and Pittsburgh Penguins on September 29. That game, along with $250,000 in upgrades to Centennial Arena, was part of the prize package Elliott Lake received as winners of 2024 Kraft Hockeyville this past March. Their 57-year-old arena was forced to close suddenly last September due to structural issues and hasn't reopened since, which raised questions about meeting the requirements set out by the NHL and its Players Association to host the preseason game this fall. Centennial Arena file photo. Brent Slate home for Elliott Lake today. Elliott Lake's interim CEO Rob DiBortoli told Sue today the city was confident right from the start that it was never going to happen, and not just because of the ongoing construction. Even if our arena was functional, it would not have been played here because we just don't have the capacity for that type of event, he said. Our arena is pretty small. We also don't really have the required accommodations to house two professional teams here, he added. We've only got one main hotel, which I think has 40 rooms, so we're pretty limited when it comes to that. Elliott Lake is among a growing trend of Kraft Hockeyville champions who had their NHL preseason game relocated due to logistical requirements, joining 2022 and 2023 winners Sydney, NS and West Lorne, ANT. On that list, while Sue Today previously reported the cost to fix Centennial Arena was roughly $4.3 million, that estimate was just for the structural wood. Considering the extensive work beforehand, along with a new roof and foundation repairs, among other significant items, the restoration project is estimated to cost $7.4 million. Although it was deemed unlikely back in April, the interim CEO is hoping to see the roof get reinforced and repaired by September, which would allow some activities to resume inside the building. But a fresh sheet of ice isn't expected to be installed until at least October, meaning Elliott Lake's NOJHL team, the Vikings, will once again begin the season playing home games in other nearby rinks. The work is still being done to the interior to restore the structural integrity of the building, DiBortoli explained. It's highly specialized, so it's been time-consuming work. While it's yet to be confirmed if Elliott Lake residents would have priority for tickets, DiBortoli is under the impression they'll be allocated appropriately and won't be up for sale. But he doesn't believe the Senators and Penguins will have time to visit Elliott Lake while they're in Northern Ontario. I think they're going to be awarded a certain lot, he said. Then, I believe they'll probably have to be distributed by a very fair and equitable means. The teams will probably stay overnight wherever they play and then just go, he added. With files from Chris Svella and Stephen Calverley, Elliott Lake Today.